It's not often that we cover stories involving the theft of less than $3,000, but the case of 18-year-old Gus Zamudio is different because it involves immigration. Zamudio had been living in Charlotte under the DACA program, which is for immigrants who arrived in the country as children. His arrest on a felony charge last month prompted immigration officials to initiate deportation proceedings to Mexico as part of a new Trump administration policy. The previous policy had been to wait until conviction. Zamudio pleaded guilty Tuesday to a misdemeanor. His lawyers hope the plea bargain aids his deportation case. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia was there and has this report.
Gus Zamudio was not in court today, but he had a pretty good excuse.
The court is going to be that of Gustavo Zamudio. Mr. Zamudio is not present in court today. He is being detained.
He's currently being held in a detention center in Lumpkin, Georgia. Both sides recognized there was evidence that showed Zamudio took money from Harris Teeter from a self-checkout register. Prosecutors referred to video footage that was not shown in court.
Surveillance footage which showed the defendant removing money from the cash register and placing it in his pockets.
Zamudio's mother listened intently. She later spoke through an interpreter and said she still couldn't believe her son took the money.
Because I never saw him like purchase any new items or things like that, bring things to the house.
Zamudio's lawyers presented the judge with several letters from friends and family speaking to his character. They also pointed out that restitution to Harris Teeter has been paid. Judge Alicia Brooks granted Zamudio a prayer for judgment. In legalese, this basically means that Zamudio entered a guilty plea, but the judge won't issue a punishment. Outside the courthouse, his lawyers said they hope the reduced charge will allow him to be granted bond. Here's one of his lawyers, Rob Heroy.
It's no longer a felony. It's a misdemeanor and it's a prayer for judgment. So I think that's different than someone who has a pending felony charge against them. But ultimately, that's a question for the judges down in Georgia.
The next step is for this new information to be passed along to his immigration attorneys so they can use it for his next immigration hearing, although it's not clear when that will be. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Uptown.